Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. We're looking at Die and Rise from January 23rd, Romans 6, verses 3 to 1. Don't you know that all who share in Christ Jesus by being baptized also share in his death? When we were baptized, we died and were buried with Christ. We were baptized so that we would live a new life as Christ was raised to life by the glory of God the Father. If we share in Jesus' death by being baptized, we will be raised to life with him. We know that the persons we used to be were nailed to the cross with Jesus. This was done so that our sinful bodies would no longer be the slaves of sin. We know that sin doesn't have any power over dead people. As surely as we die with Christ, we believe we will also live with him. We know that death no longer has any power over Christ. He died and was raised to life, never again to die. When Christ died, he died for sin once and for all. But now he's alive, and he lives only for God. In the same way, you must think of yourselves as dead to the power of sin, but Jesus Christ has given you life, and you live for God. So, welcome. With the weather, we are never sure who's going to be in the sanctuary on any given Sunday or joining us here on this podcast. So it's always an experience. We're delighted that you've been able to join us, and we're looking forward to our time together. In fact, we have heard about the many places folks are watching and listening to us from, and we're so excited to hear about those places. And if you haven't heard, we're also making available a church mug for those of you who watch and listen from afar, with the understanding that you will take a selfie of you and your new mug and share it with us on social media. Be sure to tag the church if you would. 5 mugs are already in the mail to upstate New York, all over Pennsylvania and North Carolina. So be sure to go to our website, otisvillepress.org, and scroll over to news. And the first news article you'll see listed below it explains how to get a mug. Social media has its faults, but for sure, this is such a blessing. Now, as to the sermon, today again, we're talking about baptism. 2 Sundays ago, we talked about remembering your baptism, if not the details of it, at least remember that you are baptized, set apart, sealed as one of Jesus' followers. And then last week we noted that baptism is a first step of faith, just like that first step of faith the Israelites took into the dry bed of the Red Sea. They didn't understand or see how God was already there protecting them and guiding them with an angel and a cloud. A failure to see that affects all of God's children before their faith has grown and matured. Then the waters parted and they stepped by faith into the adventure, into the journey that would take them to the promised land. Now today, we are taking a moment to listen to the Apostle Paul as he writes to his audience in Rome and beyond it to us about the meaning and the power of baptism. Baptism, he reminds us, is both symbolically and in reality an immersion into Jesus' death and then his resurrection. Into the water, and then up out of it. Way back a long time ago when you were baptized, or perhaps when your child was baptized, what caught your attention? Was it the water, or perhaps the baptismal font? Perhaps it was the way the baptism was performed when the person as an adult was lowered under the water, or the child was dipped in the font, or the way the water was poured over the infant's head, or the way the sign of the cross was made on the infant's head in water. Maybe it was what the clergy person said, or what you or the sponsors or the congregation were asked to reconfirm your faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and to confirm that it was your intention to raise your child in the Christian faith. Or was it something else? Did you see in the baptism the power of the resurrection being declared once again, that the water is both a symbol of death and life? That water can take life when it rages and when you're trapped in it, but that it is also the place where life begins in the womb and the sustenance that without it we cannot live. Water is essential. Baptism in water is a moment both the end of life before faith and a resurrection to new life in faith, where we, or our parents on our behalf, start us on the journey across the Red Sea into the Promised Land. As Paul makes clear, after baptism, death no longer holds us back from being God's people, because sin has been conquered as we rise from the watery grave. We are free from sin and can follow the Master where he leads. Death cannot hold us back. It has been defeated as we rise from it. Baptism is the beginning. And to be clear, God is in that baptism, leading us to the point where we were or are baptized, just as God led his chosen people to the Red Sea. Beyond baptism, as God's people, we are free to live, to serve, to rejoice as Jesus' disciples. Nothing holds us back, not even the sin that so often tries to cling to us. We can shake it off and see the glory of God's kingdom with all of creation rejoicing. Every people, every language, every color, every experience, all crafted to show off the amazing diversity and all-encompassing glory of God. Baptism is the starter's pistol, if you're willing, signifying that the race has begun to live this life faithfully in every way, every day. The other day, I was watching a clip with the late night host Trevor Noah as he interviewed his grandmother in Soweto in South Africa. He asked her her age, and she confirmed that it was 91 years and 8 months old. Then he asked what she was doing at 91 and 8 months, and she said she was just enjoying the blessing of being 91 and 8 months. Nothing else is required. Simply understand that you are baptized, that you belong to Jesus, and join the journey, the adventure of being part of the family of God. Welcome to the community of the baptized, the people of God. Amen. We're so thankful that you were able to join us for this podcast. We hope that if you have questions or thoughts that you might be willing to share with us, that you would contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or that you might check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thank you for joining us this week.